going to go on again, Rebecca, and editorial changes.
All right, give me a minute, change the presentation.
I have a hearing procedure in front, but I don't think this is a hearing procedure.
No.
Thank you.
I'll do my best. You got it?
Recognizing that there were some things that are probably going to pop up as we go through the other portions of the basin plan and need to be included in the introduction. One item was a comment about climate change and, you know, the impact that that will have with regard to water resources. And we felt that that was something that needed to be included in the introduction. But then as we talked about that, recognizing that there are probably more things that are going to pop up. So I offer to the board at this point, we do have that language. We can show it to you or read it for your consideration if you wish. But I think our recommendation at this point would be that you can either pass a resolution to adopt the editorial amendment, recognizing that once we get the rest of the basin plan editorial changes done, we're coming back to you for a resolution on the whole piece. At that point, we would bring back additional changes to the introduction as appropriate. Or you can pass on the adoption of the resolution with the recognition that there will be changes and we'll bring it back to you again once the full basin plan is done.
So which is what we'd propose to do today.
I offer that up to you, but Rebecca, we'll go through the changes that we've made and we feel good about what we've done so far with the introduction, but recognize that there's probably going to be some more.
And I'd even like to throw, this is Holly Lundborg, staff. I'm noting that there are very few people in the audience. You guys have already seen this presentation before. Mm-hmm. So if you would like, Rebecca could just skip toward to the very end of the piece that is different than what you heard and therefore not spending the other. Just a suggestion.
So appreciate it.
All right. Let me, as executive officer, I have a question about the resolution and if we need to make some modifications to accommodate what you were talking about, the future, there may be editorial changes to the editorial amendment, is what I hear.
And the
first, now therefore be it resolved, says we're going to consider, we're adopting the amendment. The second one says we're going to bring back amendments for the remaining chapters in the appendices. And the third one says we're going to request the State Board to approve the editorial amendment. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm questioning sending it to the state as part of this action.
Right.
And I'm questioning whether or not item two in that recital should include something that, you know, when we say remaining chapters and appendices, we also leave open the introduction, or what I hear you're recommending.
Yeah, if it's the board's pleasure to adopt a resolution today, essentially saying, you know, you approve of it as it stands and the process to bring other things back, I think we could simply slip in parenthetically in the second resolution to bring editorial amendments for the remaining chapters, parentheses, including any appropriate changes to Chapter 1, Introduction.
Before we get into text change, I'd like to hear staff's recommendation, because my understanding is the preferred staff recommendation would be we hold off on a resolution right now, because just understanding that this is like the introductory paragraph to the whole basin plan, and you never write the introduction before you write the body of the work.
The presentation could really be brief then.
Certainly can.
Precisely.
Since Mr. Corbett's seeking...
I'll wait, but I do want to say I have extremely strong objections to not adopting it, so I'm very disappointed.
Today?
Yeah.
I've
gotten lost in the system twice. And
well, the reason that we came to this, that we're proposing this to you, is we would, at this point, in good conscience need to suggest additional language to you, which is the climate change. So then we're in a position of saying, do we adopt it all with the carryover and have you just open up this piece later, knowing that the issues of asking you to adopt something that in good faith we're going to come right back and ask you to do again seemed like it was more than we needed to do. I do think that the climate change is an important piece. I think also we've had some internal suggestions about calling out some of the issues like the issue of sediment in the North Coast and how it's different than in some of the other regions might be important. I think that will come out when we hit Chapter 4, which is the implementation section, when Rebecca is going to need to write up a section about this sediment work plan. Though some of that stuff, I think, does belong in the introduction. So there's the way I see it, there's three approaches. You could adopt it today, actually four. You could adopt it today and tell us to just forget the climate change. You could adopt it today as it is with the understanding that we would come back to you with revisions. You could defer it until some later time when we'd had a better chance to finish up those pieces. Or, and John, you probably won't like this at all, we could say we're going to defer Chapter 1, the final, you like what you see in front of us, you want it, you know, you're supportive of that, we're going to put it on the side and work on the other ones. And each time we revise, say, the beneficial use chapter, if we come up with something that's important in the beneficial use chapter, which should be, we think, reflected in the introduction, we'd like to add that too. Well, so those are the four options as I see them.
To me, you can change the description at any time and come back. How many years has it been since we've comprehensively gone through?
94.
Okay.
Last time.
So which is why I really would like to give you an
17 years. Mm-hmm. Or
it's a long time, but which is why I would like to make sure we give you the right thing up front.
Well, to me, you could amend it at any time, and I really liked it. You wanted to clean it up. I don't have an objection to global climate change, but I can also think of about 20 or 30 more items, and one of the reasons they don't get amended is there's always something around the corner. And to me, if we can get something done that updates a document everyone agrees needed to be updated, that is substantial progress. I'm very open to climate change, but I also want to warn people that is a very complex issue. The modeling has just begun. There's serious questions on the different types of modeling and what it will mean. It's also a controversial issue as to, I don't know whether the proposal is dealing with a description of causation. But I don't really want to get in that. I think you have the chance to do it. And once every 17 years, I'd like us to get around and get the job done. And we got it in front of us. It's already gotten delayed twice. And here we are. I just don't know why we can't act. And this is why nothing's happened in 17 years, is we always got one more thing we want to update on it.
Well, I do think, in staff's defense, you have something in front of you that you haven't had to consider in 17 years. So I think we are making our best effort to get things brought up. So
I'm not critical of your effort. I'm critical of postponing doing this so that we can improve the effort later on down the line for unrelated items that we really don't know where we're going to come out on climate change, or there's going to be a whole host of other issues.
Right.
I bet by the time we're done.
Can I submit a couple more things for your consideration, though? Chapter 1 really is the intro. It's the guiding light for anybody picking up our basin plan. And things are going to change as we go through each chapter. And Chapter 1 attempts to point out how the whole thing's organized. And it really doesn't make sense for us to stamp this thing as it's written right now, having not gone through the exercise for all the chapters. It's going to change. And for it to serve the utility to the best of its ability, we should finish it at the end of this process. That's your legal counsel. I really think it's worthwhile to set it aside, since the whole thing doesn't go to the state board until the end anyway. It will result in a much better Chapter 1 for this region.
Okay.
Also, I didn't get a chance to review the second draft, to be quite honest with you, and I've identified today several issues in here that haven't been completely worked out.
Well, if legal counsel hasn't reviewed it, then I think we can adopt it.
I think, unless board member comments, Mr. Massey.
I would give you a motion to postpone it. I'm not unsympathetic to Mr. Corbett's concern that that this has not been done for some time and that we are, we might be accused of stalling. But frankly, if we can't, if we don't know what we have an introduction to, it's pretty hard to write an introduction to it.
And I would say that, you know, John, you did mention that there are other issues that should be brought up in here, and we would love to hear those for consideration, because I can speak as a basin planning staff that there is huge utility in the introduction. I can stand in front of a room full of people and say, this is what my board has said. This is not Holly Lundborg speaking. This is the board. So I think Rebecca and I are probably people in the office that use the introduction more than anybody else. And so I just want to, one, save you guys some time. Two, I don't want to have to ask Rebecca to open up chapter one again. But mainly, as somebody that's really interested in education, I think the introduction would be nice to be a standalone. We could pull it out and hand it to people and say, if you read this, you're going to basically understand our mission. So.
So with that said, this is then the kind of the schedule that we would be proposing if we did postpone chapter one until all the rest of the chapters were done. It'd be looking like this as far as the timeline.
All right. Does this require board action, or
the res? Your guidance? Motion is appropriate.
I have a motion.
No, we don't.
And I'll give that motion a second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All abstain.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I apologize for this change. It's such a late date. It kind of took all of us.
But I think you heard this. We've had everybody's been so busy. It's hard to get people engaged in this. We need people's engagement to make it the document that we'd like to bring to you. So.
And I would like you ask for more comments. I really started off about 2 years ago with comments. I ceased for approximately a year, really at a request of staff because I wanted to process and get this done, and I didn't want to nibble you to death. Is it now open to...
You have my permission to provide all the comments
the whole thing again. And then I also tried to, approximately 2 years ago, circulate it to legal counsel. Uh-huh. Is that the proper procedure, or do we wait up until it comes back out of the hopper? Because it's just very disappointing to participate, try and get things where we're back up to speed. We don't have a document that everyone agrees is extremely dated. I thought the work was great. And incidentally, I like and admire staff, even though I'm very angry on this issue.
We know that.
Want to make that clear.
Does that include legal staff?
I disagree strongly on this. But is that the process? We start over again, making comments, circulating it to legal counsel.
Yes, okay. All the changes will, Samantha will be looking at them. Also, I want to say that we're around the corner, is we're going to be looking at Chapter 2, which is the beneficial uses chapter. We're going to be starting with brainstorming sessions of staff within the office and management and legal counsel, and we would love to have you guys involved in that too if you're interested in just running through the beneficial uses chapter and identifying editorial changes that are needed.
Okay, thank you.
Now, let me ask one other question. That's, are we taking up beneficial uses regarding the Klamath River, even though that's in a slightly different order than is in the triennial review?
No. Remember, we're only talking about non-regulatory provision stuff, so we'll be cleaning up the Chapter 2 Basin Plan language, but we won't be tackling Table 2.1 as part of this exercise. You will be seeing proposed changes to that as part of our Klamath proposal. Yeah. So they're separate, but...
This is just editorial, no regulatory...
I understand that. That's
so within the next couple years, you'll be looking at both regulatory and non-regulatory parts.
So for the regulatory beneficial uses section, that is covered in the triennial review as adopted by the regional board.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And when we make comments to this, there's not going to be a hang-up that we wait until we review the beneficial uses. No, we
correct.
Okay.
And John, I don't want to drag this out any longer, but I would encourage you to you know, make any comment, any ideas you have. Don't let the fact that this is going to be, you know, a year or two before we bring it back to you, keep you from being involved and providing comments to us. So we welcome that.
We have a running list of things to change.
And what I think we would propose to do is basically each time we come up with a new chapter, we get to chapter two, we're going to bring back chapter one and say, this is what we think we've identified as part of chapter two that we're going to recommend adding to chapter one, so that we keep you appraised of what the ongoing pieces that come to our attention that way.
All right.
Well, that's the shortest presentation I've ever given.
And the longest wait.
We'll move on to item nine.